What's going on? It's another Friday.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's Blackout Friday at that, man. Everything else needs to be blacked out. Only thing you should be paying attention to is us, because we are here. It's your boy, Tony Re-Up. I got my host, Tony Marley, online.
What up, though? Already?
And we got our other female co-host. See, I told her I was going to get everything straight now. We're going to get everything right. It's Tara Bates. What's going on?
What's up, y'all?
See, I got your name right. So basically, the topic for today is the B word. We're gonna definitely get into that. That's the topic of our show today, the B word. We're going to get into that a little bit later. Few topics to talk about. I'm going to get straight to it, man. I like to shout out the lames of the week. And the lames of the week is the U.S. government. That's the lames of the week this week. I don't understand what the hell going on in Washington. I don't understand these kids acting like kids, these grown-ass men acting like kids, I say. And I noticed that all of a sudden they don't even talk about the shutdown no more since this frivolous shooting that happened yesterday. But
right.
What's going on with y'all,
man? It's all a distraction.
I can't hear you.
I say it's all a distraction, fam.
Man, it's definitely something, man, because I'm really not understanding how everything was about to shut down, and all of a sudden this crazy lady decides to rent her car. It's like, come on, man. Where the hell did that shit come from, man? I don't understand some of the things that they be trying to pull that bullshit.
It got a lot to do with the disarming of America. Eventually, they're going to try to take our guns from us, cuz, so they can push us, you know, on some martial law shit. But that's what that Sandy Hook shit was about, that a war. All of these attacks, you know, they're trying to make it seem like it's unsafe in America to be an American, so they're going to try to take our Second Amendment right from us, G.
Man, I definitely can agree with you with that. I'm going to also welcome in our special co-host. We do got a special co-host, Snoop. Hello, what's going on, Miss Lady?
Hey, honey, how y'all doing?
Peace.
We all good.
It's about time.
Yeah.
I got another female up in here.
Yeah, I got your bag, boy. I got your bag.
We adding to the crew. It's the real regime. It is what it is. But yeah, man. So it's a lot of things going on in the world. A lot of things I've been checking. Like I'm a CNN, MSNBC, Fox. You know, I watch it all. Republican channels. Democratic channels, I watch it all, so I've been paying attention to a little bit of it all. So, you know, that's what I've been doing all week. I don't think besides ESPN, that's natural. I'm not, my TV's always on ESPN. There's a lot of shit that's been going on in the world. So anything that y'all seen that was going on, that y'all been seeing, that y'all want to talk about on the show today before we get into our topic?
Yeah, one thing that kind of piqued my interest, fam. I noticed it's these KKK flyers been popping up in major cities across the states. It's about 35 different states where KKK flyers are just popping up everywhere in the white neighborhood. They inside plastic bags and they got rocks or weights inside of them so they don't blow away. And you know,
okay.
It's the same thing in each case, so you can tell that it's organized. That was kind of OC to me.
Yeah. I don't know. Listen, you know what, man? It always seemed to me the KKK feel like they always pop up during these weird times. They want to show up. They want to make their presence felt. I really don't give a fuck about the KKK, man. If in 2013, if you still want to be a hater, then you can be a hater. I don't mind that. It's not really hurting me. I just don't even understand their movement no more. I don't know what the fuck they feel mad at or what the fuck they was ever mad at. So,
they just want some attention.
It's something. I don't know what the fuck exactly
it
is.
They just want some attention.
We can definitely give them
attention. Here, type thing.
We can definitely give them that attention if that's what they want.
They trying to be an army.
They've been an army. They huge as hell. Like, it's like the police,
right.
It's KKK. Like, I mean, it's
the
same shit.
They're not as big as you would like to think when it comes to actual foot soldiers. So they got a lot of people who feel that way, like, oh, fuck niggas, you know what I'm saying? We white power. But as far as people who are really ready to get it in and shit, they're not as thick as you would think, and that's why they recruiting. Because they talking about banging it out.
But that's just like, I mean, that shit, just that goes for the police. A lot of people police, but they don't really want no action. They'd rather go on their day. I mean, that's everywhere in America. They got gangs, people join gangs that really hope ain't never no action. That's, That's just how the world works.
You're right about that.
That's just how the world always gonna work. So I'm gonna get into a couple of these songs right quick, and then we're gonna get back to talking and chopping it up about some things. I know Tara wants got some things she want to talk about. So after this, we're gonna get into that.
Nigga, don't act like a.
Yeah.
That's why.
I wanna get, I have some fun with it and make her mama trip. Cause if I'm in her life, it's a problem. A real player's at your girl, you better stop him. Turn your back on the bitch, she ain't acting right. He hit it way before you, now he's back in her life. What you gonna do when you lose her? She got a nigga on the side just to use her. If it's me, I'm parking at the front door, and you be knocking on her bedroom window. You see the shadows, you hear the sound, but you don't do nothing, you just turn back around like a bitch. Feeling hurt, ready to cry. You can't believe everything she said was a lie. She got a lot of bitch in her, but not more than you. I never underestimate what you
nigga
want
don't
to
act
do.
Like a. That's why I don't got love for. Oh, that's why too short need for to say. So hold me, please don't marry that. And that's why.
Sippin' and drippin' and missin'. These cats that I be hangin' around don't listen.
Don't listen.
I be hippin' and sippin' and smokin' and drinkin' and spittin'. And these musty mouth bras, they be trippin'. I mean, the bitch thought she was that bad. I don't know what that bitch was thinkin' when she thought what she was thinkin'. But she shouldn't have thought that.
I told her the money cost too much and I ain't got it down.
You got to pay me. Or pay me, no, never mind.
I
don't sit on the toilet when I go piss.
You.
Got feminine tendencies like a bitch.
Bitch. Me.
I'm solid and concrete, I keep it found.
We
pull off and something, acting a dong.
She
lifting her dress up, showing her mom.
See.
He tripping, he tricking, throwing her money. ICCH all in her face. Thought he's so late,
nigga,
stay on the case.
Like that's why I don't got love for. Oh, that's why too short need for to say. So hold me, please don't marry that. And that's why.
You know what I've been noticing?
All bitches ain't women.
All bitches ain't women, man.
No.
Some of these
that's
niggas,
real,
man, be acting like bitches, man.
Yeah.
Female puppies, man.
You already know.
Look,
get a real one in your life, man. Get a real one in your life.
That's what I tell a bitch.
That's how we do it.
Ooh. Niggas be acting like bitches. Female puppies, man.
Bitch, nigga, don't bitch. Act like a. That's why I don't got love for. Oh, that's why too short need for to say. So hold me, please don't marry that. And that's why I'll never be a.
Hey, what's going on? This Re-Up Radio. This is the WFSO Radio Network. This is an explicit program. So check your ears if you ain't ready for some of the things that might come out of my mouth, but we're gonna move on with another song. That was E40 Too Short Bitch, and this is E40 New Track Episode.
I'm trying to hit it and fuck it, stab it and stick it and suck it, get you to lick it and suck it and kiss it after I let it. We can be friends, ain't gotta be seen in the public. I'm about that verb, that action, how the coochie habit contraction when I be smashing and smacking and stabbing, thrusting and thrashing. Sit back and relax and have a glass of this bottle, Earl Stevens selections.
Mango Moscato. Damn, back by Selena. Seem like I already knew you. Beautiful girl, you so bad. Look like somebody that drew you. My eyes salute you. You a cyclosaur, eyes, booty and thighs. You and your girl should get with me and my guy. Let me get a bar that's macking, baby girl. Get rid of that sack. He ain't real, he a fraud, baby girl. That dude is a cat. When he first intervened, he bought you flowers, no doubt. But once he got in good, he started dogging you out.
All the little bad bitches in here.
She holler at me. I'm country nigga, we whipping them 50,000 a key. You just be giving her, getting her. I just fill her with these. Even though she cute and petite, freaky discreet. She got SS in her booty with them tattoos on her cheek. Make her wanna take her to an island, we could do it for weeks. Girl, let me burger your bag. Jimmy Choo on your feet. Let me get you out of that Jag and then that Bentley GZ. I'm on the wet coat, drop top ride, fool. With E40 sit with it, we ride, fool. Hustle gang bang green, we tried true. Somebody told you otherwise, they ain't lied to you. I bet it all, roll the dice, bet bet. Quarter meal on me in the batch, hit that. A sucker don't like it, but they gon' respect that. Spend the night, have an episode, you won't forget that. Hit that.
Yeah. All the little bad bitches in here. If you came to get ratchet, say yeah.
Chris Brown. I played those two songs on kind of on purpose to try to get you understanding that those are two ways that people use bitch that some people like, some people don't. But we'll get into that a little bit later. So, Miss Lady, Tyra, Tara, sorry. I don't know why they don't flow. I don't know why. Like, I just want to call you Tyra. I don't know why I want to call you Tyra, but Tara.
What is it?
You're going to get it one day.
I'm going to get it right. Know what? I'm gonna make a challenge. I'm not going to fuck up your name next week. So if y'all want to know if I'm going to fuck up her name next week, tune in. I'm going to get it right. I mean, my name easy. Like, you can't fuck up my name. Like, it's like you can't fuck up Tony. So I don't know why I want to. It don't matter. It just don't flow. I'm going to change your name. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to give you a name.
Change my name.
I'm going to change your shit. Like, you're going to have a whole new shit. Like, I'm just change your name to, like,
easier on yourself.
Yeah, I'm gonna change your name to like Kelly or some shit like that.
What, really?
Okay. So what is it you wanted to chop it up about?
Man, who know a lot about Miley Cyrus?
Me. I'm in love with Miley Cyrus. That's like my girl.
Is that
that girl that niggas be popping in the hood, man? Yeah, like this controversy going on with her and Juicy J. Everybody's saying that she's pregnant by Juicy J now.
Man, cut it out.
I'm serious. They said she announced it on the BET Hip Hop Awards that her and Juicy J pregnant.
Man.
If Juicy J got that little white girl pregnant, man.
Well, I don't know. Her album's supposed to be coming out today, and they've been collaborating on, like, a few of her songs or whatnot. So, I don't know. I think it's just a rumor, but, hey, you know.
I Hey, listen, I want to shout out Juicy J, because if he got Miley Cyrus pregnant, I'm happy. Straight up, that's a win. That's a win. She got her own money.
When she get older, holler at him. I think Juicy J got to her first, though.
Yeah, Mac Main started that, though.
Yeah.
Mac Main, shout out to Mac Main from Cash Money, man. Mac Main started some shit. And not everybody on Miley, man. I don't know, man. Her daddy probably ain't happy, man. He's breaking his achy breaky heart. Didn't he sing that achy breaky heart? His shit
yeah,
broke.
Yeah, you know it's funny though, because when Miley Cyrus was with her dad, you know he made that statement like she broke my achy breaky heart. So, you know.
Yeah. I think there's definitely some issues going on. I think, man, really, to keep it real, I think Miley's smart, man. Like, she's selling albums. She want to connect with the black people. She grown. She do not want to be Hannah Montana no more. You can't blame
right.
a person. Not
think
wanna,
about
I,
it.
How long can you be Hannah Montana, man? Like, I mean, I understand that reruns and episodes going to show forever, but she don't want to be Hannah Montana forever, man. That's just not.
She's trying to cross the line like now. She's trying to cross over.
Yeah, I don't think she want to be Hannah no more. I wouldn't want to be. I mean, she made that money. Now she want to make grown people money, man. Like, I think she just overdo. It's like Justin Bieber. They don't want to be kids no more. How long are you going to keep them as kids? I mean, everybody wilding out. I mean, not necessarily wilding out. Raven Simone. Raven Simone got a girlfriend. So
everybody's grown now. Everybody should be able to do what they want to do. They coming down on her so bad saying she's a bad role model, but. Who is it? Like, who is really a good role model? Why is your kids following behind someone like that? I mean, she's the queen of twerk.
I mean,
right.
I like twerk Cyrus. I call her twerk. I call her twerk Cyrus now. That's my name.
So now she just done changed the whole meaning of twerking now.
Yeah,
she's good at it.
Thing.
I mean, you can't be mad because she's good at it. I mean, she actually
right,
good.
I didn't say she wasn't good at it. I'm just saying, like, everybody been twerking. People have been twerking for how long? And since Miley Cyrus came out twerking, now everybody want to change the meaning of twerking.
I mean, that's what's up. That's when you know you a game changer. When you do something and make it pop, it's not popular till it cross over. She done made it cross over. And shouts out to Tyana Taylor. Man, she was twerking. Like, she was on some beef shit because she dropped two twerking videos yesterday.
Okay.
I didn't even get to see Rihanna video. Like,
okay.
So that's Tyana Taylor is the shit. So shouts out to her because she the shit. But yeah, Miley, man, you grown. You grown, man. Justin Bieber. It's a lot of cats that start off young. And they don't want to be like, damn, I want to party now. I want to get drunk. I want to, like, whatever they want to do. Like, you can't keep these people kids forever, man. That's just not going to happen. That's just not going to happen. You're not going to keep people kids forever. But yeah, Miley's cool. That's my girlfriend. Like, her, like, I like, for real, that, I call her my white girl mob. It's like, it's her and Lindsay Lohan and Amanda Bynes.
Really?
Don't forget
about
Britney. Yeah, man, that's the shit, man. Like, that's my white girl mom. I want to party with them, man. Like, I want to, like, we can go out and kick it. Like, that shit sound like that's some fun shit, man. You know, I like, that's the shit I want to do. But yeah, Miley, everybody, Miley is grown. Twerk is grown. Let's call it twerk. Yeah, but Juicy. If Juicy got her pregnant, man, that's a win, man. That's definitely a win, man. I'm going to bring my boy Dead in and see what's going on with him. What's going on, bro?
Dang. What it do?
Man, nothing, man. What you think about Twerk Cyrus, man? What? Twerk Cyrus.
Man, truth be told, I don't even think nothing of it. I ain't even, like, a fan of none of that shit. So.
You're not a fan of
twerking. Man, I'm twerking. Well, Miley Cyrus twerking. Not a fan of that. But twerking, really, that's played out now. I'm tired of hearing about it, tired of seeing it. It's nothing new. It's
chicks shaking their ass. That can never be tiring to me. I don't know.
Man,
that's
it. I see it more on the internet than shit. They don't really twerk in the clubs, man. They just want to shit.
Post videos and stuff of them twerking
right.
on Facebook.
When they twerking in the club, and they get like niggas like us want to walk up and dance with them, they get up and move or only want to twerk on their girlfriend. Be like, what the fuck are you twerking for, then?
That's, hey, man, that's just
see how
many
likes they can get on Facebook.
Twerking ain't for Facebook. Twerking is you should be trying to get some money for it.
Hey, man, I feel you, but I don't, man. I'm fan of twerking. I don't care.
I love the ass taking, but shit. Let me feel that ass taking twerking, man.
Man, I like twerking. Twerking is shit. And internet twerking saved me money. I ain't got to go to the strip club.
Internet
I saved
twerking.
My money, so. I like internet twerking. And titty twerking. That's the new shit, man. Shout out to my nigga Bugsy Siegel.
Oh, yeah.
I've
seen.
My nigga done caught on.
That's
the shit. I'm going to actually get into my boy son, man. This is Bugsy Siegel, Dick Taste. I'm going to holler at y'all in a minute.
Niggas hating on how I'm living, but all that shit just petty. I'm living good and I'm eating good. My team know we winning. Hoes all on my jock now. Watches that I wear don't make a sound. Young Jock gon' keep that tray pound. GGM is going down. Tell me how my dick taste. 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 I'ma put it in your mouth like Colgate and make it wash it down with OJ. I'm the man around my city like Tone Nay, so I can get you whacked for a small thing. Cherry Ferrari,
mm-hmm.
Inside like a peppermint,
yeah.
But the inside smell like death.
Dang.
I think I might need TDJ, cause what I'm smoking on loud.
Okay.
I think I might be going deaf. But bitch said she love me,
uh-huh.
But that was only during sex. I'm bad for your health like cancer. I'm on that money train, that Western shit. And that bitch leg goes up.
Go up.
Hell yeah, it's good like an ass kick.
Oh.
I'm from a zone where they don't play around. If you a new face, don't come around. Them young niggas got K's around.
Yeah.
They lumberjack and they chop it down. When I hit the bucket like gangland, we got Vice Lords and GD, Latin Kings and MC. Motherfucker really banging for no reason.
Dang.
I got purple drink in my cup,
uh-huh.
Just like condom, nigga, double up.
Uh-huh.
If we ain't sipping no mud,
yeah.
Guarantee we smoking no dun.
Ow.
Niggas hating on how I'm living, but all that shit just petty. I'm living good and I'm eating good. My team know we winning. Hoes all on my jock now. Watches that I wear don't make a sound. Young Jock don't keep that tray pound. GGM is going down. Tell me how my dick taste. 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 I'ma put it in your mouth like Colgate and make it wash it down with OJ. I'm the man around my city like Tone Nay, so I can get you whacked for a small fade.
I'm a Northside nigga to the death
show.
Me. I got Northside niggas that arrive
yes,
me.
Sir.
Dug and high in my kitchen,
yeah.
Man. Whipping up high like bank spray. This street life will make you crazy.
Nah.
If I catch a case, I'll clean the same.
Yeah.
50K on my diamond ring,
yeah.
And these diamond match my diamond chain.
Woo.
Coordination, y'all coordinate. I'm flying fuck, that's why they hate.
I
got trues on with a Gucci belt.
Damn.
That's two designers, I'm on that future shit.
Yep.
I got Hen Dog all in my cup. Jimmy Hendrix all in my blunt. With a red girl on my right side. And a chocolate bitch on my left side.
Damn.
Paying bills, yeah, I'm paying that.
Do.
You young niggas can't afford
they
it.
Can't.
New Audi on 23.
Yeah.
You young niggas can't afford to live. Without shrimp, that's what I eat.
Bro,
so dead white guys is what I'm
that
spending.
Do.
Had to make a trip between my past
I
life
did.
And how I'm living. So I chose the present. New me. It's a new me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had to change to a new me.
Uh-huh.
Same nigga with the two me.
Uh-huh.
But the clip on that bitch is like a two leaf.
Yeah.
Chop around in a two seater. Chopping in the bigger like two. In my life like a highlight. So I had to put it on Sports Center.
Woo!
Niggas hating on how I'm living, but all that shit just petty. I'm living good and I'm eating good. My team know we winning. Hoes all on my jock now. Watches that I wear don't make a sound. Young Jock don't keep that tray pound. GGM is going down. Tell me how my dick tastes. 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 I'ma put it in your mouth like cocaine and make it wash it down with OJ. I'm the man around my city like Tone Nay, so I can get you whacked for a small fee.
Yeah, that's my shit. I think everybody, every man in the world should look down at their girlfriend in the morning. No, I'm just playing. Let me not say that.
Hey, you know you lying.
That's my shit, man. Like, dog, that shit get me geeked, man. That's my shit. I tip, man. Bugs, I know you listening, my dude. That's my shit. Like, I want to go in the studio, like, looking at the booth and shit right now. I want to jump in and remix that shit. That's my shit. Like, I'm just like, I'm going to get a shirt that say that shit and go to the club. Like, man, that's my shit. Like, that's my
really?
Shit.
Really? So you just finna just start advertising?
Yeah, man. Like, I'm finna start tweeting people. I think everybody should, I'm finna call French Montana. Everybody everybody should do the remix to that shit. That's my shit. Like, no, that's the shit. Kanye should, like, remix that beat. Huh?
I was actually listening to it, and I was actually kind of getting into the words. And me, I'm not really a rap person, but I was actually kind of feeling that song.
That's the shit, man. That's the best. Listen, everybody, I'm not an advocate of Milwaukee rappers because I just don't like, for real, I don't like the music that come out of my city. It's very seldom that I hear something that I like, and I like it like that. And it's not lyrical, like, it ain't got to be, the best. I don't get into, like, it ain't got to be the best. Like, I like songs that I can listen to that. Like, dog, that shit tight. Like, that's some shit, like, dog, you just really, every dude in America want to ask their chick that if they haven't. Like, you know, that shit I say. Like, I like music I relate to, and I relate to that shit. I like that shit. So, that's my shit. Like, that's really, really,
right
really,
now.
For real, like, you know, you want to break that shit down just a... I just like the way it come on. When it just come on, just it just sound like some how you wake up type shit. That just sound like some cool ass shit to wake up to, like.
Yeah, you gonna run it back one more time?
No, I just like the intro. Like the intro, I'm a, like for real. I'ma set that shit as my alarm clock so I can just wake up like that every morning. It sound like.
Shut up. Gonna be turned up all in the morning.
Shout out to whoever. I be playing that shit loud as shit in the morning. Like, my neighbors probably can't stand me, but I don't give a damn because I don't like my neighbor anyway because she loud as shit. I know her whole fucking life. Like, and she old as shit. She be gossiping like a motherfucker. Like, what the fuck is you talking about, man? You like,
that's what women do best.
No, but she ain't got to be that goddamn loud. These walls is not that damn thin, man. These walls is pretty. She be loud as shit. Like, that girl. You know them old, that old ass people shit that they be guessing, like, oh, girl, you know what, girl? Man, shut the fuck up, man. I don't want to hear that shit early in the morning, man. That's some shit I really don't want to hear early in the morning. Marlon, what's good with you, man?
Oh, man, chilling.
You went to sleep over, you bet?
Man, I ain't go to sleep. I'm sitting up here listening.
Oh, no, man, trying to get some shit organized, man. That's my bad. I forgot to press the button, man. I definitely forgot to press the button. So, yeah, man. Yeah, like you said, though, man, that it is. It's definitely, man, just, you know, I like to rewind. We don't really stay on topic. We like to move around before we get into the main topic. But, yeah, that shit on TV, man. And I didn't know the lady was black. Did you know the lady was black?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. They said she did it, you know what I'm saying, basically – because, man, for her kid, you know what I'm saying? It was OC, you know what I mean, on some Capitol Hill shit, but I feel her on the low, like, they be on bullshit, G. Like, it's really that serious. Right. So what? It's really that
people
serious,
finna start making. People finna start making statements out here.
But no, her family, like, from what I'm reading and what I listen, like, her family says she kind of had a mental illness or something. You know how they like to, you know, anybody who do anything radical, they become having a mental illness. Like,
right.
Or they become a crackhead or something. Like, Cat Williams a crackhead because he keep talking about the Illuminati and anybody that say speak anything about anything. So yeah, they saying that she took a fall or something. She fell and bumped her head. And
she woke up black in America. You wake up black and find out you ain't got no motherfucking rights. You
would
go crazy too.
You definitely ain't lying about that, man. But you know, we all got to try. But yeah, they saying her family said she was suffering from postpartum. I'm like, how the fuck y'all know all this shit? Like, come on, man. Like, y'all talk to her family that quick? Like, I just don't see my family, if the police kill me, that my family just gonna be quick to start giving these motherfuckers excuses for why they killed
me. My family not talking to the police. Fuck the police.
Yeah, like, especially not after you just killed me. Like, that shit don't. Yeah, that shit.
Oh, shit. Hit their pockets, break their ass on life. Sue the city for a billion.
Shit, if they had a chance of suing that shit over, because they done gave them every reason to Like, she don't even seem like, they saying like she had all these mental, but I mean, like, they showed her apartment she lived. I mean, anybody can have mental problems, so I you know, I'm not saying that shit, but she lived in a nice neighborhood. She lived in Connecticut. It was a Lexus. What was a Lexus that she was driving, running? If she was like, what is she doing to maintain herself if she got that many mental problems? Like, she just chose to drive up to Washington, chill in front of the White House. She said, like, Obama was, like, they said she having mental problems, that Obama, she think Obama was stalking her or some shit like that. I'm like,
man, I don't want to hear that shit.
If a motherfucker stalking
you, I don't want to hear that shit.
If somebody stalking you, why would you go to their house?
Right.
And what kind of sense do that make for her to go to the White House? They jacking, man. They just trying to gas us up, dog. That's all that is.
I told you, the media put anything out there just to make it sound a little bit more interesting.
Yeah,
that's the thing, you know what I'm saying? When you got control over what people see and hear, you know what I'm saying, you can alter the whole event. Like, you don't even have to tell any of the truth, you know what I'm saying? It don't even got to be the correct time and date that something happened if you got control of how the people get that information.
And you ain't lying. And it's like, it's funny. The news people be funny, man. It's real funny. Cause they like you know, Fox like to talk about MSNBC, and then CNN got their own, like, they like to try to act like they separate, but all that bullshit together. Cause everybody simultaneously have stopped talking about the fucking government shutdown and talking about this lady who just went crazy. Man,
yeah, because CNN
is
ran by the Republicans.
The Republicans and Democrats is the same team too, though. And
yeah,
you know, if you didn't know, Fox owned 90% of the papers in the United States of America.
Yeah, I know, man. All this shit together, man. They like to play like it's different, man. All that shit. Want a bunch of rich motherfuckers arguing about nothing. They don't give a fuck about us. They don't care what's going on with us, man. That shit.
As soon as we start giving a fuck about ourselves, though, my nigga, we ain't be straight.
Yeah, exactly, man. You definitely right about. And then this other shit, man. This biker shit, man. These bikers, man. Listen, man. I'm gonna tell you right now.
I heard about that.
If you ever motherfucking beat on my car for any fucking reason, I'm running you the fuck over. Like, what's the big debate? What's the debate about? Like, if you watch the whole video, I don't understand what's the big debate about. They was fucking with this man. It's like, what the fuck? Y'all stopped this man's car, y'all beat on his shit, and he ran y'all the fuck over. What was he supposed to do? His kid and his wife was in the car. What was he supposed to do?
He was, man, shit, I would have did the same exact thing, fam.
Yeah, I don't understand what they thought that man was supposed to do. I'm looking at it, and I'm just like, and I had to find three, four videos. I had to see what was going on. And then they got the report where saying he was calling the police, trying to tell them that the bikers doing all kind of goofy-ass shit in front of them. And then the bikers on TV like, oh, biker rights, this. I'm like, what the fuck you mean? You surrounding this man's car. Y'all don't own the highway.
Biker rights, y'all was on some bullshit. See, that's that bullying shit. You know what I'm saying? They want to bully a motherfucker, then you bust them in their shit. Now they salty at you.
Yeah, like the dude, wife, or his girlfriend, fiance, I'm not sure exactly who it is, but she on TV like, oh, my husband was a victim. No, how the fuck he get ran over? What is his bike doing parked in front of this man's truck? Like, what? I don't understand, like, his wife and his kids, so y'all just have no regard for that? I'm pretty sure that man yelled or screamed and said his wife and kid in there, or y'all heard a baby or looked and seen. Tents ain't that damn dark, man. You can walk up on a car and see, like, I don't know, man. It's a lot of shit that's going on that just don't make no sense. People just, I don't understand what the big debate about. I don't even think that should be, it should have been a news story, but I don't think it should have, it's been on the news for days now. Like, okay, somebody, I don't know why that's a big deal. It's a lot of shit going on in the world that a lot more important than a motherfucker running over a biker or two or three. Because I would have probably reversed, ran some more of them motherfuckers over. But that's, you know, that's a whole nother pot of trouble. So how did the, Marley, how did the event go Sunday, man? I wasn't able to make it. I had to come back home. How did the event go on Sunday?
It went really good, fam. The best thing about it every week is, you know, it's basically ran by teenagers. You know what I'm saying? These are high school kids, 16, 17, some of them even 18. And the enjoyment they get out of it, and afterwards we talk about, you know what I'm saying, what we did that was good, and, you know, some things that we can build on for the next time we come out there. You know, and some of the things that they usually say is, you know, I feel like I can change what's going on around me. You know, it's really important for kids to believe that the world ain't got to be as bad as it is. You know what I mean? And then they want to be able to do something. So it was super dope on that tip. You know, it got really large. We played with some people, fans. You know what I mean? Just seeing hope in children's eyes, you know what I'm saying? It's enough for me to keep doing it every Sunday.
Man, that's definitely what's up, man. That's definitely something positive, man. How was the turnout, man?
The turnout, it started off small. We got about 40 people by the middle of it. You know, it started off probably about 10, 12 people. It got to about 40, you know, and it's usually more kids that join than anything. But every time we hit the block, everybody always come out and show love. So the turnout was real good, you know, when it came to how many people. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, a lot of times you don't be knowing what's going on. Like a couple times, like, as far as, like, events, like, I didn't see you at her name. I didn't even know they was going on. I didn't even get word to them. I just happened to be driving. I'm like, oh, okay, and pull over and, you know, step in and go holler. You know, so a lot of things be actually seeing. They don't be knowing what's going on, man. So, like I said, we're trying to pass the word out. Make sure y'all show up to these events. Or if you drive by and you ain't really doing nothing, stop, support, see what's going on. It's a good thing. It's always a positive thing. It's a lot of positive stuff going on too. With all the BS that go on in the world, it's a lot of positive stuff going on too, man. And that's what's up, man. I'm glad to see you be out there, and along with a lot of the other people that be out there doing their thing every week, every day. So it's a constant thing. I talk to a lot of people. I write a lot of senators, Congress. I stay on that grind. I'm active with these people. Like, I get emails back. I know what's going on in the world. So that's what's up, man. I'm glad you're out there doing your thing.
Yeah, fam. It's a fatherhood fair going on today, actually, from 9 o'clock to about 3 o'clock on 76th and Good Hope, fam. And you know, it's all types of resources. It's jobs up there. You know, it's plugs with nonprofit organizations. Just basically how you can become a better father. You know what I mean? So any dads out there that's listening live, you know, take yourselves up there and check it on out.
That's what's up, man. That's definitely what's up. Okay, man, I'm going to play this track, and then we're going to get into our topic for the day, which is the B word. We're going to get into that, man. It's a lot of debate. I'm getting messages, texts, different things about that. People really want to, you know, it's a big topic. To me, it's an ongoing word. It's a big word. So we're going to get into that, the B word, which is the bitch word. That's what it's all about. So we'll get into that after the break.
I love you. smell on my phone from a little breezy feeling X-rated. She told a nigga she hurting. I'm in the car and I'm swerving. I walked into her bedroom. I put it down, that's certain. Man, I stay on that survive. Man, I stay taking shots. Man, your girl be on my job. Man, because I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just trying to chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. God damn it, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So I'ma keep on drinking cause I love it. Hood, rolling up some good, shorty lippy rolling on the wood. Damn, she wrote it good. Rolling over, I ain't sleeping over. Now she rolling the eye, rolling on the floor, laughing. Cause she looks so surprised. Girl, you been around the block, and I've been on that survive. Got your man circling your block. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just trying to chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love.
Love is true. So I use all I got to prove to you. But the proof ain't enough, so you move on to the next dude. Like, what he gonna do? I don't understand these girls, 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 girls. I don't understand these girls, 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 girls. Looking for a real nigga, like all the wrong places and all the wrong ways. They don't care, they don't change, cause she gonna do what she wants. Love it. You know, nothing about it. Love.
Hey, what's going on? It's Real Radio. This your boy, Tony Re-Up. It's Friday, another Friday. We're about to get into this topic, which is the bitch word. We got Tony Marley. We got Tyra. I can't get it right. We got...
That's what I'm going to start calling you, can't get right.
Yeah, you get there, man. I'm going to the league. We got Bank Music, Dead End. We got Snoop, and we got a lot of background noise. I guess that's just how we rocking today. So, we doing what we do. But we're gonna get into the topic. I mean, like I said, this is week four. We're gonna I'm done with the whole show.